Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share.
I'm sorry. I'm raffing to myself because I've been so looking forward to telling y'all this and saving it for Share Funny. Adam, manager Adam is here. And how you feeling today?
I got through it.
Wow.
Why are you doing that? Why are you out
of it? What happened?
He drank a glass and a half of wine and acted like he had been on a 3-day bender.
Really?
I was shocked.
Yeah. I was shocked. I felt like you, Ace. I just had, like, no tolerance.
By the way, we're going to have to revisit that because I'm shooting tequila on a Tuesday now. I can go. I can flat go these days.
So, yeah, it was just supposed to be Adam and me for dinner. And it was going to be early because I go to bed early, you know. So then It ends up being Adam and me and someone else in a business meeting. That I wasn't planning on being, but be that as it may, before the other person got there, and I think maybe even before I was alerted that there was another person coming, Adam goes, you don't have, this is the wine I usually get here, but I see you don't have it by the glass anymore, so I'll try the Russian River. And hopefully it's not terrible.
Oh, my God. You did not.
I swear to
you
God.
Did not
I don't
say
think
that.
I did.
That's how you ordered the wine?
You said, hopefully. She goes, you want to try that? He goes, yes. And hopefully it's not terrible.
It's possible I said that now that I think about it.
Was it a waiter or a waitress?
No, she was an adorable, very nice person.
And she probably
walked away
thinking,
deserve that.
Well, hopefully you're not going to be an asshole the rest
of
the
night. Yeah, she's probably like, okay.
Kind of nice, flirtatious, but in a New York, not a really
That's
appropriate
not flirtatious.
Way. Exactly.
<At all. laughs>
I know.
Said, what?
What? Yeah.
Hopefully it's not terrible.
If I was a server, I'd be like, okay.
I'm not a good flirter, but it's a good thing you've been married a long time.
Yeah, I'm really locked in there, thank God.
Yeah. But so then he's
that's funny.
But he barely had any of it, and he's like,
I was shocked. Mm-hmm. It was really
so. Really,
fast.
It did. It got on you then.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to say that she may have double poured, or at least if I'm trying to protect myself.
For her, I would have put something in it.
Yeah. She was like, "Well, I'll show you.
All right, I'll show you how good this can be."
Mm-hmm. Say hello to Miss Molly.
It was kind of like that night in Nashville, Ace, when he's talking and whatever, and I ordered a Captain Morgan and Diet Coke double tall, which is a double. And he's talking, and the server's there, and she goes, "What can I get you to drink, sir?" And he turns, and he goes, "Hey, what is that you got?" I said, "Captain Morgan and Diet Coke." He goes, "One of those. That's fine, one of those." So he drinks it, and then comes back around. I said, "Hey, I'm getting another one. You want another?" "Yeah, yeah, give me another." And then gets mad at me the next day when he goes, "You didn't tell me those were doubles."
Yeah.
You were lit.
I was like, "Well, you just said I'm what he's having, and that's what I was having."
And it was in a huge glass.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, extra soda was fine.
Yeah, there's a lot of ice, and I didn't know. I thought I was being taken care of by my friend, and wasn't.
But I can understand, like, that night, okay, well, he's been drinking, you know, he's not used to drinking that, and he's drinking doubles every time, so
but he had a
he's just having fun, but yeah.
Oops.
Mm.
That's how we conduct business now. Yeah. Isn't it?
Well, TJ,
we have business
out,
meetings with a little tipsy.
He points out immediately when I don't think this is inappropriate. I asked if I could taste it, and all of a sudden I see TJ's body doing like convulsions. Like, what? Why would you need to taste it? What are you doing with that?
No. It's because you had already gone back and forth, like, But you don't do that by the glass anymore, do you? Yeah. That's what I was like. She goes, well, we have made some changes. And so, okay, well, that was, say that. I see that's one of the changes you've made.
You don't do that by the glass.
I really love this one. That's what he's, I really love this one, the one that I normally get. But I see you don't do that by the glass anymore, do you? Okay, well, give me a minute. I've never heard of this. But let me, I'd like to, could I just have a sample of that? Can I sample that? And that's when I was like, oh.
Yeah. When I'm in TJ charted territories, meaning I'm going to get it, when it came, it was fine. But trust me, I was going to take the full glass right. at that point. There's no way I'm saying to this lady, yeah. I don't like this. Not a chance.
It would have been fine because I think it's funny, especially if I'm there and I can say he's just from New York. I think it's funny.
Yeah.
All right. Because I knew as soon as you said that, I hope it's not terrible, that I was going to bring that to share funny.
I don't remember that, though.
Because I get accused of doing that kind of stuff at places. And like, I got accused of that last weekend. We were in the mountains visiting our friend Mark. And we go to this pizza place. It's really good, but you have to go up to the counter and order what you want. And I said, yeah, I would like a, you know, whatever, 9-inch beef and bacon. And the guy goes, we don't have beef. And I said, what? You don't have beef? And evidently that was out of line. I was like, oh, my God, just get something. Why do you have to act that way?
Wait, but you're in a pizza place.
Right.
That's a fair question, I think, when they say, we don't have beef. It's like, almost like, did I make sure I heard it? You don't have beef?
Like, oh, see, I do think that's an unusual pizza topping.
Is
beef?
It?
Yeah, to me, yeah. We never had beef.
It's like hamburger.
I know what you're referring to.
Well, I'm an idiot.
Yeah, that's...
Every
that's
pizza place has beef.
Really?
Yeah, I can see that. That's a legit question, I would think. Like, almost like, yeah, make sure I heard you right. You said no beef. Okay, well, that was... All right.
All right, and so then I just said, okay, well, then just give me a cheese pizza then. Yeah. And then they were like, oh, so you don't want anything else. You're going to either have beef or nothing else.
Oh, you did.
Or whatever. But there were people in line behind. I didn't want to sit there and go, like, everything's written on a chalkboard, you know, and how I am about ordering from a menu while looking up.
But what does it matter? You're getting the pizza. It's your pizza.
And it was delicious. But they're just, you know, my wife, just any opportunity to try to rag on me.
I wasn't in either location, either time. But one seems to be very different from, you don't do this anymore, do you?
Yeah, you don't do about
I'll
that
just way. Hope do it's you. Good or whatever you said. Hope it's not terrible.
Hope it's not terrible.
Well, could you point me in the direction of your outhouse now? Didn't realize what a turn this place had taken.
Hopefully it won't make me throw up until I get to the bathroom.
Yeah. Ugh. If I can stomach it, I guess.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought I was being kind.
How is that kind?
I know, in retrospect.
Yeah, you know, with Alexis's history in the restaurant business, she didn't play like that at all.
I don't like that.
But he wasn't mean about it.
No, yeah.
He's just,
it's flirty.
It's flirty.
He's like, hopefully it's not terrible.
He was flirting a little bit. Terrible.
I was flirting. You shot her. I know. I flirting.
That's the way I do it.
I didn't realize.
If you saw my wife in a bathing suit, you'd see the scar. I had the bullet removed.
Sorry. A little stuffy around here, I guess. Sorry.
Oh, man.
I thought it was a little deep of a pour, though, because it didn't take much.
Well, it's Russian.
Yeah, it was. I assume if it's called Russian River or something, then it's wine and vodka.
Yeah.
Our wine is just vodka.
Russian wine? Yes. Oh, I didn't think about that, it could be wine that has vodka in it. Is that possible?
No. No. Russian River is where it's
from. Where is that?
Them damn Russians, they'll do anything.
I was like, damn, did I miss something? I don't know.
Russian wine?
That didn't occur to me. Is that why it was so strong? I didn't know. I wasn't there. I didn't, you know, who knows?
Yeah, but I mean, maybe now that you're on Tuesday nights doing shots of Mexican wine.
Yeah, really.
I like my wine with a little vodka in it.
might be worth checking into. Some white wine with a splash of vodka might not be that bad.
Yeah, don't do that.
Well, let's investigate it first, see what's going on.
And this restaurant it's good, and it's the cuisine is southeastern United States. So
okay,
you know, Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, you know, yeah, all the way through Texas, right?
Okay.
And which is great if you're not from Louisiana.
Yeah.
You know, and you try to get a Louisiana dish. So last time I got the red beans and rice just to try. And I didn't volunteer this information. The lady asked me, "So, was it authentic?" And I said, "It was good, but no."
Yeah.
No, it wasn't.
No, ma'am.
But I had gone over, you know, one time and said, "Okay, yeah, I'm kind of hungry. Let me get." He said, "Well, you know, our jambalaya is very good." And I said, "Well, I'm from Louisiana, so I'll have the grilled chicken club."
It was a little snotty.
Is, yeah, that, is that a Louisiana? No, exactly. That's the point.
You were flirting a bit too, if I remember the way that was going.
Mm-hmm. Full court press.
Yeah. Sure. But yeah, I'll try the jambalaya, and I hope it's not terrible.
Maybe I can choke it down.
God forbid if it's not terrible. And so, I didn't know if he was even going to make it today, because you know he's not a big drinker, Adam.
No,
you know, doesn't get drunk very often. Just, you know, get him out of the house.
Yeah,
he can't handle it.
When was the last time you think you were drunk, Adam?
Not with power.
I can probably, I don't know, but usually one of the or both of the you are involved.
Oh, y'all bad influence.
Okay.
Mostly TJ. Somehow bad decisions.
When you go to the hockey game, you'll have a beer at the hockey game.
What?
No, because it's like $80 and it's all like sugar and water. I find it, they have like the craft beers, but I don't like the craft beer type things. And,
but they don't have a regular, any kind of regular
beers?
They have
the cans will be what I'll buy.
Yeah,
only.
They didn't remember
that's
that.
It. Yeah. But you remember they're also like $20.
Yeah, but that was okay. I wanted to drink.
It's no, I got, I don't have one, but I'm not, like, what am I going to get, like, $100 worth of beers to get drunk at a hockey game, but I'm not.
Isn't that what everybody does?
A lot of guys do that. Yeah, a lot of people do that.
Yes. All those hooligans?
Yeah, the hockey types. It's a look.
That's where I went to the hockey game with Adam one time, and seated up behind us was, at first I didn't realize it was a lady, and she was blasting cuss words. Just raining them down from above. And it was like, she was like, I don't know, probably seven rows behind us. And people finally started turning like, okay, ma'am, we got it. You know. And then she would run down into the aisle. And I think they were, I don't know who they were playing, Toronto. And like, oh, Toronto sucks ass. And whatever. It's like, lady.
Proving my theory that women can't just be sports fans. They have to show that they're sports fans.
She was hammered and out of control.
Not all women.
Yeah.
But all women.
Well,
no.
The Madison Square Garden femininity is usually a little harsher, and that they've had a few before they walked in the building.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you're rooting for your team. That's what they're thinking. Why wouldn't I do this?
Yeah. It was hilarious. It was great.
Alexis, why you roll your eyes when I say that about women can't just be sports fans. They have to show that they're sports fans.
That's not true.
Oh, my God. You have a mugshot with a jersey on.
Okay, but that was out of my control somewhat.
That is the greatest thing
I've ever heard. I so happened to be wearing a jersey that day.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
Because of a sporting event.
That's proving the point.
Oh, Lord.
That one backfired on you. Pretty big one.
Oh, man.
Whatever.
Boy, you just walked broadside of that. That was amazing. That's one of the greatest moments in the history of this show. I believe. That was incredible.
I know, and I can't even say anything back.
This is Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button. Coming up next, more Share Funny.
The Ace and TJ studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenix. Neogenix is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenix.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
This is Share Funny. 1 hour of straight up funny. Funny you'll share. Now back to Share Funny on the Ace and TJ button.
According to a recent survey, 81% of women say their biggest complaint about their man is that he doesn't take care of his bowels. So if that's the case with you, ladies, get your man the Manscaped. You see, I made that up. That's not even a survey. Get on them bowels. I can't believe Manscaped just bought into more commercials with them. Right. the All I know isn't even dry on the new contract.
I wish we had had cameras rolling, because when you said that, everybody kind of looked like, I don't know what to say now. Like, what? I don't know what this is.
Get them bowels. So, the Ace and I have talked about for years, even before they paid us to talk about it, that Manscaped is great. So here's what you need. You need to go ahead and order this for your guy if you haven't. If you're a guy, order it for yourself and maybe for, I don't know, your dad. Your dad. I got you this. You need to take care of your bowel.
The perfect gift for dad.
Mm-hmm. So you can get the performance package. It comes with the new and improved Lawnmower 3.0, which is the clipper and the weed whacker ear and nose hair trimmer. Performance boxer briefs, which are very nice underwears. They're so silky feeling and soft, and very supportive of your freshly shorn bowel. And a travel bag. And the bundle also comes with the crop preserver deodorant and crop reviver ball toner. The preserver is an anti-chafing deodorant. If you know, you get chafed.
Sure. You know. And nobody wants that.
Yeah, especially if you're older and you're experiencing a little saggage in that area. So, you know, when they're rubbing against your knee as you walk.
Ew.
You don't ever want that.
I, too, am shocked that Manscaped has just bought more commercials with this.
So, you go to their website, manscaped.com, and use the code ACETJ. That's what's going to get you the 20% off and free shipping. Manscaped.com, code ACETJ.
20% off and free shipping saves you a lot of money in the process.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we both used this before they started. This is
each other.
This is a phenomenal product.
Yikes. That's cute.
Is it?
It's like, Ace, you got to get off the elliptical if we're going to do this. I mean, I'm not messing around here.
During the toward the end of the radio show today, we posted the teaser clip from my video that's going to debut tomorrow on our Facebook page and our social media, and it got flagged on Facebook immediately. And Riggins, was Afghanistan one of the countries that was flagged in?
Yeah.
Because moments ago, I had all these Facebook friend requests. And one of them was like, I just go through and I kind of tab it in just to click, 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 click. And then a DM pops up from Sarah Smith, a new friend. And it says, Sarah Smith, your friend's on Facebook, lives in Kabul, Afghanistan.
Sarah in Afghanistan.
Sarah in Afghanistan.
And the message is so personal. Hello. It says, hello, how are you doing?
How are you today?
Hello, hey. Ace. Hello. It's Sarah.
That goes right along with the one I just got from Juliana, who lives in Miami, that just says, hello.
Well, that might be real.
No, that's not real.
Yeah. No, she would say hola, right? That's Cuban.
Yeah.
That's Cuban.
Isn't that Cuban for hello? Hola, spelled with an H. Hola. Right?
Buenos tardes. Yeah.
So what are you doing this weekend, Alexis?
Well, it's going to be raining, so I plan on doing nothing.
Okay, so business as usual.
Yeah.
Did you tell everybody else about that dream you had where you had to defend our honor?
No, I didn't.
No.
Yeah, that was yesterday. I had a dream that we were at an event, and some girl started talking crap about Ace and TJ, and I had to go fight her. I was like, don't be talking about Ace and TJ. We're going to fight. And I dragged her out of the venue that we were at. I dragged her out.
Mm-hmm. And just pounded that B.
With my muscle, my new muscles.
Boom.
We're not doing that.
So would you do that? Do you think that highly of us, that you would stand up for us if somebody were talking crap?
Oh, definitely.
Huh.
You know, I talk about my guys like that.
Because I'm figuring that a lot of your friends and I would talk crap about us.
Yeah.
You know, being like two old white guys, and you having to sit around and talk to all the time, thinking you brand new.
Thinking I'm brand new.
Acting brand new.
Mm-hmm. No, I wouldn't let that happen.
Mm-hmm.
Makes us look bad because you start acting brand new to them.
Yeah, maybe that's why. Like, they went ahead and bad influence on Alexis.
Clearly, we were cool. Brand new.
I still left that guy who's shocked, like, oh, you on a real radio show.
Yeah, that's what
you said you were on the radio. I wasn't paying attention, but you worked for Ace and TJ.
Yeah.
No wonder you acting brand new. That means, Adam, no wonder you're acting like you're hot shit now. That's what acting brand new means.
Thank
so
you.
He was complimenting us while insulting her.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I was like, what you mean?
Oh, that's a real deal. No wonder.
He's like, oh.
You've been all uppity and stuck up.
Yep.
Snobby.
Well, that's okay, because I can give you the reverse of that. The other day, somebody who does a podcast asked me if I would critique it, and I did. And then when I critiqued it, her response was, I have a friend who has a podcast, and I played it for him, and he said, this is good. And it's good.
Yeah.
And I was complimentary, but I offered a couple of tips. And she said, I have a friend who has a podcast, and he said, this is good. I can't wait to hear part two. She said, and I felt good about that because that was coming from a professional.
Oh,
damn. And I almost said, well, bitch, what? What do you think I am?
Excuse me.
Well, technically, you're not really a professional podcaster. You don't have a lot of podcast experience. You have radio experience. But the podcasting is a completely different.
Yeah,
to that. That's like, you know, the same as when people think that we DJ at the skating rink.
Yeah.
Stop. Yeah.
You know.
Stop.
You really got to be very knowledgeable to be a podcast professional.
Yeah.
Ace.
I was like, damn.
You just don't have, the chops for it.
Yeah.
You'll get there.
Yeah.
Have
a professional podcast.
You just try. Yeah. Keep trying.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Like, I didn't want to help you anyways, girl. Whatever. That's what you should have told her.
Yeah, right.
I didn't.
It's not too late.
I think she's got a good idea. I'm trying to tag along, maybe make a little extra cash on the side.
Okay, well,
it's not too late, Ace. Tell her. Right now. So, as much as you, as John and Joan Q listener, enjoy the Share Funny podcast, which we're getting a lot of people say that they do.
Yeah.
It has to be cut short today. Friday's edition anyway. So you've looked forward to getting off from work on Friday and downloading the podcast or streaming it in your car on the way home from work because you enjoy listening to us on your way to work. And then you get shafted, and you only get half of it today because Adam has to go to a hockey game.
Right.
So we have to have a meeting that has to wrap up in time for Adam to get to the airport and go to old broken down ass New York City to go to a hockey match. Is it a match or a game?
A game. But, yeah. And it's the first time I'm going to have to put on my jacket.
Yeah.
In months.
Right. Oh, yeah. I didn't
know
think
he's
about that. Yeah.
He lives in South Carolina now, and you know he's going to come back complaining about, A, the people in New York that he has to deal with.
Right.
And he'll say something along the lines, I don't know how you guys dealt with me before I moved when I was still a New Yorker. And then he'll complain about the cold.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, so, it's February.
Yeah. So why are you even going?
Hockey game.
I know, but you're not. It's not going to be an overall good experience for you by the time you factor in all the
and it's
the jerks there that you don't like anymore.
But this is a special thing, right?
Yes, yeah.
Because this is the first time in a year they've allowed fans inside Madison Square Garden. There will only be, what, 2,000 people?
Less than 2,000 people, yeah.
So he's one of less than 2,000 people, which will be cool just to be that few people in Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, I had to go. Yeah.
Okay, well, sure. I mean, if they all of a sudden allowed citizens, when they throw their trash over the rail at the dump, to go down there where the big bulldozer thing is and walk around in the trash, I wouldn't say, I got to go do it because they don't let people do it anymore.
Well, is Wayne Gretzky at it?
Yeah. Who? Is he going to be there?
No.
Somebody named Wayne will be.
He'll be at the dump.
You're damn sure going to get one of them at the dump.
I don't know. Pushing the bulldozer.
Gretzky doesn't really sound like a Southern name to me. I don't know. But yeah, I mean, you're going to hate it. You're already complaining because you can't afford the beer.
You're going
to be looking around at everybody else and go, oh, my God, I want one of those so badly. Be like when your mom forgot to send money for the canteen at school and all your other friends are running around eating 9 laters and Chico sticks and you're sitting there looking at them like,
five
oh,
people stayed. Are you the only one without a sippy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My friend that I go with is Patrick Calcagno from Queens, and he'll get me some beers.
Okay.
Because the Queens boys, they don't show up without – a couple.
So do you giving him a big shout out like that, guarantee you're going to get some beer?
Yep.
Oh, he's sending that message to the vendors and say, you don't want me to bring Calcagno up there and break your fucking hands.
We don't say that out loud.
Oh, my God.
Patrick Calcagno.
I just said that. I didn't mean to say that.
No,
I got caught up. Yeah.
I thought that was a little aggressive.
We can't delay it on this, can we?
No. Beep that, Rob, before it goes out. I'm sorry. I really...
break your hands.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Don't tell Manscaped. Or my mama.
Share Funny needs to take a quick break, but we're back in less than 3 minutes on the Ace and TJ button. Available on the Ace and TJ app and iHeartRadio.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/Neogenics. Neogenix.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime. It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt-centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss. The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.